Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, at the new Mishnah, Ben Tzuri Umayr, Nidun Al Shem Seifai, that the reason why Ben Tzuri Umayr is killed is not because he did anything wrong at this moment, but because eventually he will do something wrong, we will be Chayim Misa, and therefore, Yom Zakai Val Yom Chayiv, so the Torah tells us they should die innocent instead of dying guilty, and the Mishnah states, Shem Misas and Shem Rishoyim Hanola Hen Vanol Oilam, as the Misa of Russia is enough for them, and they will no longer be able to do Averis, and it's also enough for the world, as Rashi says, Sheshokta Kol Haaretz, as the world becomes more peaceful, while a tzaddikim ra'lo hen v'ra'lo ilam, if a tzaddik dies, it's bad for them, as they can no longer do mitzvahs and receive schusim, and ra'lo ilam, and as Rashi says, shohim meginum al deram, u'mechichim asaderes, that they protected their dar, and they also gave musa to their dar, and similarly, yayim v'shinel, rishoyim hanolo hen v'anolo ilam, l'tzaddikim ra'lo hen v'ra'lo ilam, and wine and sleep is here enough for a Russia, as Lemaisa, while he's drinking wine and while he's sleeping, he's not doing Averis, and it's also good for the world, as Rashi says, and they aren't doing anything bad to the people in the world. However, Yayin and Shina is bad for Tzaddikim, as at that time they're not learning Torah, and it's also bad for the world, as Rashi explains that the Torah that they learn and the Isakin is Megan on the world, and the Mishnah states, Pizal, Rishayim, Hanolahem, Adalahilam, Ulatzadikim, Ralahem, Varalahilam. And if people are spread apart, then it's good for Rishoyim and it's good for the world. And as Rashi says, that they can't plot together and they can't help each other. However, when tzaddikim are spread apart, then it's bad for them and they can't learn together and they can't help each other and they can't help other people either. And the Mishnah continues that the opposite is also true. Kinos l'rishon ralahen v'ralo ilam u'tzaddikin hanolahen v'hanolah ilam. Then when Rishoyim are gathered together, then they could make etzes together and they could plot against other people and they could help each other. However, when tzaddikim are together, then it's good for them as they can learn together and they can strengthen each other and they can be mechazik each other. And therefore, there will be more schuyas in the world as well. And finally, the Mishnah states sheket that if there is tranquility, then l'rishoyim ra'lahen v'ra'la oilam, then it's bad for rishoyim and it's bad for the world. As since it's peaceful and there's tranquility, so therefore they'll have more time to plot against others and to do bad things. However, the tzaddikim hadalahen v'anala oilam, if things are more tranquil, then a tzaddik will utilize that time in order to learn Torah and do mitzvah. And we continue with the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins with the Braisa, and the Braisa will almost be a repeat of our Mishnah. The Gemara begins, Tani, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Segluli Ima, Vichim in Play Shachel Zer, Tatima Basso, Vishosa Chetzi Lug Yain Hitalki, Murtaira Yetzel Bezli Sakal. Do you think that just because of Ben Sarah Murra ate a Tatima Basso and he drank a half a lug of Italian wine, then the Torah will say that he's Chayiv Misa and he's Chayiv Skila? Certainly he didn't do any Avira, they should be Chayiv Skila. And even though he stole from his father and mother, but certainly the one that steals is not chayiv any of the Mises Bezdin. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Glil explains, El Hagia Terer L'Seif Daita Shel Ben Tzuri Umayra, Sheseif Megamin Nechse Aviv, that the end result is, he'll consume and he'll use up all the nechassim and the assets of his father, and he'll mevakish limudai ve'inei moitzei, and since he's addicted, so he'll try to find everything that he's used to, and in order to get wine and basa, Yaitzel L'Prashas Drachim U'Melastim Esabriyes, and he'll go out to the crossroads, and he'll go steal from other people. Therefore, Amritura Yomos Zakai Val Yomos Chayiv, and the Braisa continues and repeats almost everything that we said in our Mishnah. And Shemisos and Shulshoyim Hanolahem Vanolo Ilam Ulatzadikim Ralahem Varalo Ilam, and Yayin Vishina Lurishoyim Hanolahem Vanolo Ilam Letzadikim Ralahem Varalo Ilam. And the next clause is really the last clause of the Mishnah. Sheket Lurishoyim Ralahem Varalo Ilam Ulatzadikim Hanolahem Vanolo Ilam, and Pizal Lurishoyim Hanolahem Vanolo Ilam Ulatzadikim Ralahem Varalo Ilam, and some are now Goyers Kinas. And the Rishonim are bothered that even though it may be true that once he depletes his father's assets, he will ultimately be molested as a brias, but even for that, you won't be Chayim Misa. And therefore, some explain that ultimately the person will fight back and will come to kill that person. But the Yad Ramah is bothered that if that's the pshat, if someone kills someone, then they're only Chayiv Saif, and if so, why would he be Chayiv Skila? And the Yad Ramah therefore explains, Ma'achashu Tzorch lost his Leprosh. And Lemaisa, if eventually he would have been Mechal Shabbos, then he would have been Chayiv Skila, and therefore we give him Skila at this point. We continue with the new Mishnah, and since we previously spoke about a Ben Tzuri Umayra who's Nidun Al Shem Seifai, so the Mishnah once again continues and discusses the case of a Bava Machteres who is also Nidun Al Shem Seifai, and as the Pesukim state in Pashim Mishpatim, Im B'Machteres Yimotzei Agan. ein loy domim. However, im zorcha shemesh lov dom loy shalem yishalem im ein loy vinim kabigne vasai. Our Mishnah continues, habob machteris need an alshem seifai, that if there's a ganav that digs into someone else's home and is trying to steal money or property from another person, then the Torah tells us they need an alshem seifai, and the balabayas can kill the ganav, and we consider the ganav as a roidif, and as Rashi states, need an alshem seifai, daloy kotel, as at this point the ganav didn't kill anyone, or mikdal mishum the seifai laharik balabayas, because she haven't connected lahatzom amainai, and therefore the Mishnah tells us, habob machteris, if Reuven is a ganav and he's digging into Shimon's home, v'shoves achoves, and while he's doing so, Reuven breaks a barrel that's in Shimon's home. Im yesh leidamim chayiv, im ein leidamim potar. If Shimon did not have a right to kill Reuven, as he wasn't considered a bob machteres and he wasn't considered a roidev, then the din of kamlei brabnei doesn't apply, and therefore Reuven would be chayiv to pay for Shimon's barrel. However, if Shimon had a right to kill Reuven, as Reuven was considered a roidev, then the din of kamlei brabnei applies, and Reuven would not be chayiv to pay for this barrel. Rashi explains, yesh leidamim chayiv, im ein roili horig. If Shimon doesn't have a right to kill Reuven, could go in avala ben. And for example, if someone's father is coming and trying to steal from his son, the tanya kamon de ina ben rishoy laharigus aviv habalav machteris meshum derachmi avala ben v'leibal iskin nefashes, and therefore certainly the father will not kill his son. V'i have a koy brei la'pei lahatzum amenoi ein medaitu shel avul hargoi, and therefore one's own father is not considered roidev, and therefore chayiv l'shalom achoves kishar mazik. However, in loydamim kagoyin shak kol adam shenitim rishusul bal bayis la'argoi potum l'shalim the chiyuv misa v'chiyuv tashlum in bank echad, and ma'afal pi shenitzol, and even if ultimately Shimon doesn't kill Reuven, potum l'tashlumin, even so Reuven will be potter and will not have to pay the kaimulon chayiv misa shegin kagoyin shaloi hisuben ein mishalom mamin sheim hamisa afal pi shein erogin. Now Gemara begins Rava, and Rava explains my time in the machteres, that what is the pshat that the Torah tells us that you're allowed to kill someone that comes to steal money from you. And Rabbi explained that this is based on self-defense, as chazaka in on the maimin atzma maimonai, that certainly there's a chazaka that if someone comes to steal money from someone, then they will stand up and try to make sure that that person doesn't steal money from them. B'hai meima omar, iyazilna koi la poi v'loi shavikli, v'yikoi la poi katilin lei, v'atayir omar bo lahargecha, hashkeim lahargai, that a ganav understands that if the balabayas will actually realize that I'm trying to steal from him, and the balabayas will try to protect his money and will not allow me to take his money, and if he does so, I will have no choice but to kill him. And therefore, the Torah tells us that if someone tries to kill you, then you should make sure to protect yourself, and you have a right to kill them. Therefore, the ganav has a din of a roidev. Keep in mind that the Gemara, as well as the pasuk, use the words ein loy damim, and Rashi in the Gemara explains that it's considered to you as if Reuven, who is the ganav, doesn't have any blood and doesn't have any neshama, and it's mutter to kill him. The Gemara continues, Rav, that Rav stated, habob machteres v'notel kelim v'yotza potter, my taima v'dom mekonenu. If a ganav was bob machteres, while he was trying to steal anything from Shimon's rishus, Shimon had a right to kill him, and therefore the din of kamar rabnei would have applied, and therefore if Reuven now takes kelim outside of Shimon's rishus, then even though at this point, certainly Shimon doesn't have a right to kill Reuven, but even so, Reuven would not have to return these kelim, and as Rashi states, potum alachziram afal pishayim kayamin, and even though these kelim are still be'en, and bedom kaninu bedmei nafshe kanon hoil v'neschayim misa b'lekichosam. However, the Gemara continues that Amar Rava samagurs Amar Rabba mistavra milsa derav b'sheshiber delesno avol nota aloi, that it's mistavra that the only time that Rav stated that Reuven would be potter is only if this kli that he stole actually broke afterwards, and therefore it's not be'en, and he's not mechuyah to pay money to Shimon. However, if the kli is still be'en, then certainly the ganav would have to return the kli to Shimon. And Ayin Rashi, I will not aloy mistavro b'hol milstad rav de potaba de kivin de kayomin hein kol hecha de snow de maron nenu, that any place where the kli is, it still belongs to Shimon. Be'in zeh chayiv tashlumin de bekodim be'almin nenu gabei, and this is not a chayiv tashlumin, and therefore it doesn't go into the klal of kamal ramnei, as it's as if he's holding a bekodim for Shimon. However, Rabbi continues that although this would be the svara, but v'alikim, I swear that Amar Rav afilu notal, that Rav actually stated as halacha that the ganav would even be potter from paying back this keli, even though the keli is still be'en. And as Rabbi brings a raya, that we know that when a ganav steals an item, it's not considered begotten in his rishus, and it's considered as if he actually was coining that item. Da yesh le'dom v'nentzu chayev, alma b'shusei kaimei, hachinam b'shusei kaimei. that we know that Rav would certainly agree that if one's father tries to steal from his son, we know that we would not consider the father a roidif, and certainly his son would not have a right to kill his father, and therefore the din of Kamali Rav Nei doesn't apply, and certainly his father would be chayiv to give back his keli, and even if an oinus would occur to that keli, that the father would still be chayiv to pay back the keli to his son, and therefore we see that it's as if the father was koinah that keli at the time they stole the keli, and that's why he still has a chiyuv of a tashlumin. Therefore, in a scenario where Kamlei B'Rabnei does apply, so when Reuven takes this item from Shimon, then it's as if Reuven actually acquired the item, and it's not as if he's holding up a pekadon for Shimon, and at the point that he stole the item, it's considered like he was koinah the item, and therefore, even if the item is be'en, it couldn't be mechayiv Reuven to return this item, and as Rashi in the first of the wide line states, Hachanami le'inyan ein le'damim afal pi disno, aminu la pekadon nu, el b'shuso v'achriyusa kaime, and therefore, based on Kamlei B'Rabnei, we can't be Mechai Reuven to return this keli, even if it's Be'en. However, Rav now continues and argues on the svar of Rav, and he states v'loyi that this is actually not true, as ki yukim nerachmana b'rshusei le'inyan oitzin, avu le'inyan mikna b'rshusei demarayu kaimei midi dehava ashoyal. Although it's true that if a father steals from his son, then certainly he'll be chayiv to give back the keli, and even if it's not be'en, and even if an oinus occurs, that is a special din that the Torah tells us, b'negei kinyoni gneva, that a ganav is koin an item, ulagabi oinsin, and is chayiv in oinsin. However, certainly the Torah doesn't mean that the ganav actually acquires this item as if he's the actual owner, and this is similar to the din that we find, b'negei a shoyal, as although certainly a shoyal doesn't own an item, and it belongs to the lender, however, since kalanoshaloi, so the Torah is mechayiv him to pay even on oinsin, and similarly, b'negei a ganav, even though he doesn't own this item, but the ma'isa kohan ha'shaloi, and therefore he's chayiv in oinsin. And since the ganav doesn't own this item, even in a case where the din of kamal rabbanit does apply, and he can't be chayiv tashlumin, but certainly if the chayfetz is be'en, then certainly since that item belongs to the original bailim, so certainly he has a responsibility to return that to the original bailim. And ayin Rashi di maskel aval in yemikna loykoni, that certainly a ganav is not koina chayfetz. For example, in a regular case of a gneva, in kayomin han etzloi, that if the ganav actually has the original item and it's be'en, and he states, I want to just return the value, and I don't want to give you the original item, certainly he's not cleaning that item, and he has to return the actual chayfetz to the original owner, The Gemara now continues and will bring a raya to the shita of Rava from our Mishnah, as now we learned in our Mishnah. And the Mishnah taught us that if Reuven, who is the ganav, is chayiv misa, and therefore Kamlei B'Rabnei does apply, then even though he broke Shimon's keli, he would be potter, as we have a klal of Kamlei B'Rabnei. And the Gemara is now medayik time of the shiber, that the only reason why it'd be potter in a case where we had a din of Kamlei B'Rabnei is only because he actually broke the keli, and it's muchach that if he would take the keli and the keli is still be'en, then Reuven would have to return the keli to Shimon, even though Reuven was chayiv b'nafshoi and the din of Kamlei B'Rabnei would have applied, and we see like Rava and not like Rav. And the Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah as loy who hadin dafilu natal nami, that really even if Reuven would have taken his keli and the keli would be be'en, then Rav is correct that Reuven would be potter as the din of Kamlei B'Rabnei would apply. The hadakatani is shibes achavis, and the reason why the Mishnah gave an example that Reuven breaking the keli is kamash mla nechiyesh leidamim afagad the shiba nami chayiv. That's actually a chiddush for the reish of the Mishnah. Then the case of the Mishnah where someone's father is going and trying to steal from his son, where the din of Kamlei B'Rabnei doesn't apply, as Shimon cannot kill his own father because his father is not coming out listening to fashos. So the Mishnah teaches us that in that case, even though the item is not be'en and the ganav broke the item, that the ganav will still be chayiv. And the Gemara is pshita the lechiri that din is pashit as mazaku, as lemaisa Reuven is a mazik and certainly he should be chayiv. And the Gemara responds hakamashbalan dafilu shloi bekavana, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that Reuven is still chayiv even though he broke this item shloi bekavana. However, the Gemara is my kamashbalan odemu loilam, that if you're going to tell me the chiddush of the Mishnah is that a person is mud loilam and therefore he is chayiv even though he broke this shloi bekavana, Kavana, but Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama, as the Mishnah teaches us, Adamu La'ilam, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Ratzain, and the Gemara ends off, Kasha, at Einichanami, it would be very difficult to explain our Mishnah like the Shita of Rav, and our Gemara now continues, and we'll ask a question on Rava, and Masa Rabbi Babayas, Rabbi Babayas asked the following question from a Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Hagunu Kispe Shabbos, if someone steals a wallet on Shabbos, Chayiv, then he's still going to be Chayiv for stealing money, even though he's Chayiv Misa for being Mechal Shabbos, and even though generally there's a din of Kalman Ramne, however, Shemin is Chayiv Begneva, Kodim Shiyavu, they is a Shabbos, as immediately when the Ganav lifted up this purse to steal it, he was already Kodim Bagba, and therefore he was Chayiv for Gneva, and he was only Chayiv for Chil Shabbos once he carried the purse from the Rosh Yochid into Rosh Rabim, and therefore the din of Kalman Ramne doesn't apply. However, the Bryce continues, that if the Ganav stole the purse by dragging it outside of the Rosh Yochid and into Rosh Rabim, then the Chiyav for Gneva and the Chiyav for being Michal Shabbos happened at the same time, and Kalman Rabbeinu applies, therefore the Ganav would not be obligated to pay for the purse, and as the Bryce explains, Shari Issa Gneva Issa Skila Ban Kechad, and even though the purse is still Be'en, and Lachira, according to Rava, he should still not have to pay for the purse, and therefore we have a question on Rava and a Raya to Rav, where the Gemara answers, the Shadinu Benara, that in a Chanami, when the Braisa stated that Ruhu will be Potter for paying for the purse because Kamal Rabbeinu applies, that is only talking about a scenario where the purse is not Be'en as he threw it into the sea. However, in a Chanami, if the purse was Be'en, then even though Kamal Rabbeinu applies, however, Ruhu would still be Mechuyev to return the purse. Ayin Rashi, Dio Maskalhoi Megar V'yate, Rashi explains the scenario, and Rashi states, Avakashi Yotze Lushish Rabbim Konu Bashin Rishur Shaytzi Mishisha Bailim, Vitzir. If Yodi l'matim Mishleisha v'kibul biyodai the Yodi chashuv lekabo al abo v'areu lekachatzerai v'afal pish in kanakba v'hochi mukin l'biksubis. The Gemara now continues and brings a maisa with Rav himself, as the Gemara states Rav ganav le dichri b'machtarta, that a ganav dug into Rav's property and he stole rams from Rava, and adrinu nale v'lekablinu, the ganav now came back to Rava and wanted to return these rams to Rava, and Rava wouldn't accept them, as Omar hoil v'nafik v'pumin Rav, as since Rav holds that in this case Kamli B'damri would apply and you're not chayiv to pay them back, therefore I will paskin like Rav. And some mefarshim explain that we see that Rav paskin like Rav, but some mefarshim explain that although certainly we paskin like Rav, but ultimately Rav wanted to show cover to Rav and therefore he followed Rav's opinion, therefore he wouldn't take back these rams. And Ayin Taisus who points out that L'chiri, even according to Rav that says that the ganav should be potar, however certainly he's mechayiv latzitz yidei shemayim, and therefore he had an obligation to pay these rams back to Rava. And Taisus at the bottom of it states, V'yish lema, the kam leyer reitzel hachzer, elim kin yischayivu b'dini adam. Then in our case, Reuven stated that the only way I want to make this payment to Rava is only if I'm chayiv to do so b'dini adam, and I don't care if I'm really chayiv to do so b'dini shemayim. And before we continue, let's go back to Rashi, divil maskal kasha, that even though the Gemara ended off as a kasha on Rav, but zok Rashi, kasha masisin l'tirutza alibid Rav, but mikol mokam t'yufta lo have the lab behedik tani law notal chayiv, the ikalishnu bedeka kidishonin, the mishumration knocked shiber, behind the ikka ben kushila tiyufta, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and brings two brises which seem to be saisi each other. As Tanar Bonan, we learned in the first brisa that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states, ain loy damim, and then the next pasuk states, imzacha shamish love. The brise is bothered with the lashon of the pasuk of imzacha shamish love, as bechia shamish love bilvad zacha, does the sun only shine on to the ganev and not on anyone else? Certainly that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Ella in baral chadav v'kashemesh ein leishol mimcha hargeu v'imlab al targeu. Therefore, the Bryce explains that the Torah is telling you that the only time that you're allowed to kill the ganev is only if you're 100% certain that the ganev is going to kill you. However, if it's not clear to you that the ganev will kill you, then you're not allowed to kill the ganev. And if you do so, you'd be chayiv misa. And as Rashi states, v'dashin and smuchan emesai mutal lahargoy bizman shashemesh zor. However, Tanya Idach, we learned in another Brisa, and this Brisa dashes the word Imzorcha Shemesh Lov together with the next words of Dom Loi. Once again, the Brisa is V'chia Shemesh Lov Bilvad Zorcha, that does the sun only shine on the Ganev. Certainly, the sun doesn't only shine on the Ganev, and therefore it must be coming to teach us a different Limud. Ella, and therefore it must be that the Torah is teaching us in Baruch Kishamash Yesh Lishalom Imcha. That the only time that you do not have a right to kill a person that's coming coming to steal from you is only if it's 100% clear to you, just like the clarity of the day, that this person is not coming to kill you. However, even if you have a suffix that this person may kill you, then you have a right to kill this person. And as the Gemara states, Kasha Stoma Stoma, and as Rashi states, Kashin Adadi, that there's a steer between these two brisais, and the Gemara answers Loi Kasha, and we continue on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, Kan Be'Avala Ben, Kan Be'Bein Al'Av, that the first brisa is speaking about a father that is going and trying to steal from his son. And in that case, you could be certain that a father will not steal from his son, and therefore one's father would not be considered a Raidev, and you would not be able to kill him. However, the second brisa is referring to a son that is going to steal from his father, and in that case, a father cannot be certain that his son will not kill him. Therefore, his son has a din of Raidev, and the father has a right to kill his son. And Rashi actually explains this two brisas very clearly, as Rashi states on the top of Amid, Ava Bala Ben B'Machteres Misafik Al Yargo B'Noi. So the first brisa teaches us that if the son is misupik, if his father will kill him or not, then misafik, the son cannot kill his father. The Vade Rachmiya of Al B'Noi Vafilu Matzul M'Moyne Lo Yargo Hukuch Dom M'Loi, and therefore the son can't kill his father until he knows Bivadai that his father is different and he's Yotzim in a klal, and his father is certainly an Achzari and would actually kill him. And at that point, certainly even his son could kill his father and it would be Ein Loidamim. However, the second Brisa teaches us, Ben Ala'av, the Koshkin Inishta Almor, Hago Misafik, but if a son is coming to steal from his father or a stranger is coming to steal from someone, then certainly in that case, even if you're not sure if he's actually going to kill you, then you have to consider him a Raidev and you have to kill him as you have to protect yourself. The Vade Dait Rachi Asa, the Kaimis Leila Ape Kotelucha, Achi Vodacha Kishemeshu Achmoni Lecha, Ka'aval Ben, unless you know for certain that this person is such a good friend of yours that even if you go and try to protect your money, that he certainly would not kill you. And only in that case would that person not be considered Raidev and therefore it would be Asa to kill him. And the Gemara continues, Amurav called the Asya Lo B'machtarta Kuntilne Lebamer of Chanina Bashela, and if anyone breaks into my home and tries to steal from me, then certainly I would consider them a Raidev and I will go and kill them. Aside for Rav Chanina Bashela, who is considered such a good friend of mine that I know for certain that he wouldn't kill me and therefore he would not be considered Raidev, as we just explained. The Gemara actually explains this further, as my time was the reason that Rav would not kill Rav Chanina Bashela, as Ilem Meshum the Tzadiku, as if you're going to say because Rav Chanina Bashela is such a tzaddik and therefore certainly he wouldn't kill me, but we see that he's not such a great tzaddik, as he's actually above Machteres and he's trying to steal from Rav. Therefore, it must be, as we explained, that the reason why Rav would not kill Rav Chanina Bashela, even if he's above Machteres, is because he knew how close the relationship he had with Rav Chanina Bashela, and he knew for certain Rav Chanina Bashela would not kill him, just like a father would not kill a son. Therefore, Rav Chanina Bashela was not considered Raidev, and it would be usur for Rav to kill Rav Chanina Bashela. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim states, Imzorcha Hashem Mishlov, Dom Loi, Shalim Yishalim, Imein Loi, Vinimka Begnei Vasai. And the Pasuk uses a Lashon Rabim and teaches us that a person not allowed to kill their father if he's Bob Machteres. And the Braisa teaches us that since the Torah uses a Lashon Rabim, therefore the Torah is teaching us, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, that you're not allowed to kill your father during the weekday or on Shabbos. And the prior Pasuk states, Im Machteres, Himotze Agana, Vehuka Vemeis, Ein Loi Domim. And once again, we use a Lashon Rabim that a person is allowed to kill someone that's Bob Machteres. And once again, the Braisa explains, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, they allowed to kill this person during the weekday and even on Shabbos. And the Gemara points out, Bishleim Ein Loi Domim, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, Istrich, that we understand the last part of the Braisa as to why the Braisa would have to teach us that a person is allowed to kill someone that's Bob Machteres even on Shabbos. Salkadai Techamino, Mid the Have Aruga Bezdin, the Beshabbos Loi Katlinon, Kamashbulon, the Katlinon, as one may have a Habmino, that the whole reason why you're allowed to kill Bob Machteres is because he's considered a Raidev, and therefore it's as if he's Chayiv one of the Mises Bezdin, and we know that Bezdin would not give Misa on Shabbos. Therefore, one may have a Habmino that the din above Machteres would not apply on Shabbos. Kamashbulon, that if someone's trying to steal from you, then you're allowed to kill them even on Shabbos. Ayin Rashi, Haruga Bezdin Mishabbos Loi Katlinon, Kedarminim Perak Echadim Ramis, Mele Savaru Esh Bechomish Vesechem, and Kamashbulon, the Katlinon, Mishim Pekurach Nefesh Tehech. However, the Gemara is, Elodom Loi, Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, but the first part of the Braisa that taught us that when the Torah used the Lashon Rabim and stated Dom and Loi, that this teaches us that a son cannot kill his father and doesn't make a difference if it's during the weekday or on Shabbos. And the Gemara is, Hashta Bechol Loi Katlin Loi Beshabbos Bein Boi, that certainly if someone is not allowed to kill their father during the weekday, then certainly they wouldn't be able to kill him on Shabbos. And what's the chiddush of the brisa? And I'm Rav Sheshes, and therefore Rav Sheshes explains that the brisa is teaching us that if your father is tunneling into your home on Shabbos and a bunch of stones falls on your father, then one may think that although it's not mutter to kill your father, maybe since it's Shabbos and your father's a Russia and he's trying to steal from you, so it will be usher for you to remove these rocks from on top of your father and to save your father, kamash balon, that on Shabbos it would even be mutter to save your father from underneath this pile of rocks. And ayin rashi lefakech lov esagal im kishohi chayta neufel lov agal mifach lov hechad le bal iskin nefashes avin bal iskin nefashes kivin nitin lahargei b'lei asra gavr katelahu mishas chatira and ein achinami. In that case you would not be able to be lefakech lov esagal. And lefi rashi it comes out that it's not only a chiddush in the case where your father is tunneling, but even in the case where a regular person is tunneling on the Shabbos, in that case it would be also to remove the rocks from the top of that person. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that the Pasuk states in Machteres Yimotzei Agana V'hukov Ameis Ein Leidomim. Really the Pasuk should have stated V'hukov Ameis, that the Baal HaBayis hit him and then he died, and instead the Torah used Lashon V'huka and he was hit. Therefore we learn B'chol Adam that not only could the Baal HaBayis kill him, but since he's considered Roidev, therefore anyone that sees him tunneling into someone else's property has a right to kill the Bab Machteres and has a right to kill the Ganav. And the Braisa continues that the Pasuk states for Mace and he will die, and we learn out B'chol Misa Shatiyachla Misai, they could kill him in any way that's possible to kill this person. And the Gemara now is Bishleima V'huka B'chol Adam Istrich, that certainly there's a chiddush in teaching us that anyone has a right to go and kill the Ganav and doesn't have to specifically be the Baal HaBayis. As Salkadat Chamina Baal HaBayis who the Kimlu the Inad Maimin Atzmal Maynoi, therefore he has a right to kill the Ganav Avol Acher Loi, but maybe another person would not have a right to kill him, as this other person is not in danger. Kamash Bol and Reidefu, and therefore the Torah teaches us that the Ganav is considered Reidef Vafilo Achinami, and therefore anyone can kill the Ganav. Elavamigs Bechol Mishishatiyach Lamisai Lomli. What is the Chiddush of the Brisa that you allowed to kill the Ganav Bechol Mishishatiyach Lamisai Meritzeach Nafka? We should learn this from the standard din that is relevant Lagabi standard Reitzeach. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa that the Torah tells us Mois Yuma Samaka Reitzeachu. We know that if Reuven kills Shimon and there are Edom and Asra, then Reuven will be Chayim Mises Bezdin and he'll be Chayim Saif. The Brisa teaches us Ainli El B'Misa Murabai that we would think that the only way that Bezdin could kill a Reitzeach is only by using Saif, which the Torah prescribed for a Reitzeach. Numinayin Shimatiyach La Misa B'Misa Ksuvabai Shatu Vashay La Misa B'Chom Misha Shatiyach La Misai Tamalay M'Maisumas. Therefore the Torah uses a double Lashon in order to teach us that you'll have to kill him in any way possible. And for example, if the Reitzeach is running away and therefore you can't do Saif, then you could shoot arrows at him and you could kill him in that manner. And as Rashi states, Shemiatiyach La Harga B'Saif could go and Shayim Mechashev Oishayli Nor Mafsik Batiyach Liris B'Chei Tzei Eben, that you could do so. However, the Gemara responds, Shani Hasim the Amakram Maisumas, that we would think that there's a special Xeris HaKasa B'Negei Reitzeach that you're allowed to kill him B'Chol Mishu Shatiyach La Misai, but maybe this din would not apply to Abab Machteres. However, the Gemara states, V'Digma Menei, why shouldn't we learn B'Mam Metzinu from the din of Reitzeach? And the Gemara responds, Meshum to have Reitzeach V'Goyel Adam Shnei Ksuh HaBan Kechad V'Chol Shnei Ksuh HaBan Kechad Ein Melamdin. This idea of Reshoi Lamisa B'Chol Mishu Shatiyach La Misai is not only found B'Negei Reitzeach, but it's also found B'Negei HaGoyel Adam, as although the Torah tells us that if Reuven kills Shimon B'Shegeg, then if he doesn't go to their Miklat, then the relatives of Shimon could kill Reuven, and one may think that it's only his relatives and no one else. However, in the Gemara on Daf Memhei Beis, the Gemara teaches us that not only would relatives be able to kill a Goyel Adam, but if there are no relatives, then Bezdin would actually appoint someone to be the Goyel Adam and to try to kill Reuven. And therefore we see that there's a din of B'chol Mishatiyach LaMisai. Now that we have two different sukkim that are teaching us the same din, therefore we have a cloud that Kol Shnei Ksuvim B'Bon Kechad Ein Melamdin, and therefore one may have thought that this din would not apply to Abba Machteres, and Abba Machteres would not be able to kill the Ganev B'chol Mishatiyach. Therefore the Torah had to state B'meis in order to teach us that even by Abba Machteres it's possible to kill him B'chol Mishatiyach LaMisai. Gemara continues with another Braisa, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa Machteres that the Torah tells us that someone was tunneling into someone's house, Ein Leil Machteres, that one would think that this only applies if the Ganev was tunneling into his home. And as Rashi on the first of the wide line says, the Kivin the Torah who must nafshi lachtar adait the hachi asa the koila poi katilnei, and therefore the Torah calls him a raidev and you could kill him. However, gagoy chaser v'kafifa minayin, that if there's a ganav that's going up a ladder and climbing onto your rooftop, or he found a doorway open and he's entering into your chutz or kafev, And in this case, you may say there was a crime of opportunity and he didn't really have kavana that he would actually kill anyone, and maybe you would not consider him a redev and you wouldn't be allowed to kill him. And as Rashi explains, and even if he's walking through your doorway, you have a right to kill him. However, the Bryson now is that if you could kill him in any case, so why is the Torah specifically given an example of Machteres? And the Bryson explains, as this is the standard way for Ganav to enter someone's house, as generally they would tunnel into a home. And the Gemara continues and brings a similar Bryson. Tanya Edoch, we learned another Bryson, Machteres, Ein Le'ela Machteres, Gaga Chateva, Kifri from Minayin, Tamalemi, Motze Aganav, Mikol Mokoyim. And up until this point, the Bryson is exactly the same as the previous Bryson. And the Bryson continues, and came Matamalemi Machteres. And over here, the Bryson explains, Machterosai, Zui Asrosai, that the Torah is teaching us that specifically if someone is Bob Machteres, then there is no requirement for Asra. However, if a Ganav enters through Gaga Chateva, Kafifai, and he walks through an open door, then there's a requirement to give him Asra before killing him. And Ayin Rashi, the last of the narrow line, Zui Asrasai, Shein Sarach Asra Cheres, Allah Hargum Yad, the Kimin Tarach Masin Nafshi Lachtar, Adait Dachi Asa, the Koyla Poy Katinle, Vamater, Kimin Raidafu, Ein Sarach Asra, El Matil, Esa Benafshai, Avon Nichnus Lachatzer, Vigagi, Derech Pesach, Ein Hargoy, Ash Yisru Boy Beidim, Azid, the Kaimna Bapach, the Katim Lucha, the Zay Kabul of Asra, Vyame, Yedani, Valmanas Kinani Isa, Shim Tamil Negdi, a Hargoyska, Al Bulay Asra Loy, the Dum Lava Dait in the Foshes Kossi, Elu the Ashkach Piskal ahead of all, a Dait the Koyba Poy, Lepok. Until now, we were speaking about someone that's Bob Machteres, and now the Gemara will continue and discuss the din of a Raidev, as Omer Avhuna, Kotan a Raidev, Nitl Hatzil Benafshai, that Avhuna told us a din, that even though a Kotan is not Chayim Mises Bezdin, as you can't give him Asra, however, if a cotton is running after someone to kill them, then you could kill the cotton as he has a din of a redev. Ayin Rashi states, cotton redev es cotton acher lahagoy, and Tzarech Bir, why Rashi specified that the cotton was running after and chasing after another cotton to kill him, as l'chari, this should not be a nafkamina if he's running after a gadol or if he's running after a cotton. Rashi continues, nitin latzila bin nafshoy, k'dafin la kamon, and as we will learn at the top of that, Ayin Gilmum Nalev, Ritzach, nitin latzila bin nafshoy, v'hai, afagab the cotton who will abba kabuli asrohu. However, the Gabri Redifa Dina Kegadol, and as the Gemara explains, Kasava Rav Huna holds Redif in Itzarach Asra, Leishna Gadol Veleishna Katan, the only requirement for Asra is in order to be Mechayaso Mises Bezdin. However, in order to kill a Redif, there's no requirement to give Asra, and therefore, if a Katan is chasing after someone to kill them, then you're allowed to kill the Katan. The Gemara continues, Esir Rav Chista Rav Huna, that how can you say that a Katan a Redif Nitin Latzil Benafshai, if we have a Mishnah Mesechtas Alois that teaches us that if a woman is in the middle of labor, and we see that she's in danger, most of the child's head did not come out of the mother, then the Mishnah teaches us, Hachaya Peshetas Yodav V'choitcha U'metziyas L'Ivarim. And as Rashi explains, the Kolzman Shle Yotzel Avir Ilam Lav Nefeshu V'nitin L'Hargoy V'lahatzel S'imoy. However, the Mishnah continues, Yotzel Roshoy Ein Noigaboy L'fisha Ein Deich Nefesh M'pnei Nefesh. And as Rashi points out, Avir Yotzel Roshoy Ein Noigaboy L'Hargoy the Havalei Kilud V'ein Deich Nefesh M'pnei Nefesh. And based on this, Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, that L'chira, since the mother's life is in danger, and the child is causing this danger to his mother, so therefore the child should be considered redif. And Rav Huna just stated, katan redif nitin latzila benafshai, and if so, why can't we kill this newborn baby? And as the Gemara states, v'amai redifu, and the Gemara answers, shani hasan the mishmaya karatvi law, that even in this case Rav Huna would agree that you can't kill this child, as l'maisa the child is not doing any maisa in order to endanger his mother, and the mother is only endangered mishmayim, therefore the child doesn't have the status of redif, and we have a klal of ein deicha nefesh mepnei nefesh. Rashi is bothered that if we have a klal of ein deicha nefesh mepnei nefesh, why is it that when Yoyev, who was the Sar Tzavol the Melech David, and he was the general of David's army, and he wanted to kill Shevin ben Bichri, and he told the city that they should send him out to him, and he threatened them that if they don't send Shevin ben Bichri out, then he would kill everyone in the city, and l'maisa they agreed, and they sent Shevin ben Bichri out of the city in order to be killed, and l'chayr, why don't we say ein deicha nefesh mepnei nefesh? And Rashi answers, then Yoav would have killed everyone in the city, including Shevin ben Bichri, and this wouldn't have helped anything. But in Chinami, if there was a way that Shevin ben Bichri would have been saved, even if it would have been at the cost of their lives, they would have had no right to send out Shevin ben Bichri. And then Rashi states, Inami Meshum the Meir b'Malchus Haba v'Hachim Mefarish l'Bitei Sefta, the Lamaisa Shevin ben Bichri was a Meir b'Malchus, and and therefore he was chayav misa, and that's why they had a right to send him out of the city. And the Gemara continues that the basis for the din of Rav Huna that katan reidiv nitin latzil ben Ashai is because he holds that reidiv in tzarach hasra loishna gadol v'leishna katan, and therefore the Gemara now wants to bring a raya to shita Rav Huna, as the Gemara states, name misayele, let us bring a raya to shita Rav Huna from the following brisa, as the brisa states, reidiv shay reidiv achaber lahagai oimalei, then you say to the reidiv, rei shisrolhu uben brisu atayra amra shayfich tama adam ba'adam dami yishafech ki b'tzelam elikim asa sa adam. They continue and they tell the reidiv, amra Torah, the Torah is telling us, hatzel dami shel ze b'dami shel ze, that if Reuven is running after Shimon in order to kill him, then you should save Shimon by killing Reuven. And as this Torah states, shefir tama adam be'adam, and as Rashi states, tahinu ba'adam b'shvil hatzalos adam ha'nerdav. And Rashi explains that the Rai is that over here the Braisa doesn't continue and tell us that the reidiv has to respond, I know it's also for me to kill him, almanas kin ani oisa. And we see that even though there wasn't a valid hasra, as lemaisi wasn't a makabel hasra, and even so you could kill the reidiv, and therefore it's a raya to Rav Huna. However, the Gemara answers that it's not a raya from this braisa, as a hi rabbeis rabbi Yudah, that braisa is going like the shita rabbeis rabbi Yudah. The tanya, as we learned to the braisa, rabbeis rabbi Yudah imeh chove in tzarach hasra lefish lo nitna hasra el hafcha b'shoyg lemezid, that there's no requirement to give hasra to a talmid chacham, as the only purpose of hasra is the hafcha b'shoyg lemezid, and therefore even if you give a hasra to an amaretz and you tell him the halacha, and even if he doesn't respond, amenas kinani oisa, he's still considered warned, and therefore it's already mafchim ben shayg lemezid. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda would hold that it's still a valid hasra, and since his brice is going like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, therefore this is considered a full fledged hasra, and there's no raya to Rav Huna. And the Gemara now continues and asks a question on Rav Huna from another brisa. As Tashma, we learned to the brisa, reidiv shay reidiv achaver lahagai imaloi, we say to him, reishi yisraelu ben brisu v'atayr amra shayfik tama adam ba'adam dami yishafek, and im amar yedean ishu kein potar, and if the reidiv only states I know that it is the halacha, then he would still be potar, as it still will not be considered a full-fledged hasra. However, if he responds yedean ishu kein, but al manas kein ani yisa, and I'm still going to kill him, I know that I could be chayim misa, then chayim, then he will be chayim misa. And we see that there is a requirement to have a full-fledged hasra for a reidiv. However, the Gemara answers that really there is no requirement for hasra for a reidiv. However, leitzricha the koy betray ivri din hara the matzi atzule, that the Bryce is talking about a scenario where Reuven was running after Shimon in order to kill him, and they were on one side of a river and the Edom were on the other side of the river, and no one was able to save Shimon, and ultimately Reuven killed Shimon. But before Reuven killed Shimon, the Edom screamed out to Reuven, they should know we're giving you hasra that if you will kill Shimon that you will be chayiv Mises Bezdin. And certainly in order to be mechayiv so Mises Bezdin, there's a requirement to give them a full-fledged hasra. And as the Gemara explains, my ikka, and what purpose did the Edom have in giving this hasra if Lemaisa they're on the other side of the river and they're not able to help save Shimon? The Bayil Hussui Lebedina, as ultimately these Edom want to bring Reuven to justice and they want to bring Reuven to a Bezdin in order to be Mechayiv and Mises Bezdin, and Beidina Bayil Hasra, and certainly in order to be Mechayiv so Mises Bezdin, there's a requirement for Hasra. And the Gemara continues, I Bayisema, and if you want, I could say, Amal Kharav Huna, Ano da Amri, Kitana de Machteres, the Oma Machterasai, Zu Asrasai, that although it may be true that the Tana of the Bryce that we just saw holds that there's a requirement to give Hasra even for a Reidev, however, I hold like the Tana that we saw in the Tanya Idach and hold that there is no requirement to give Hasra for a Bab Machteres, and as Rashi states, Zui Asrasai, Alma Mashum Nachon Sakin Le Reidev Le Bay Hasra, and therefore the same applies, Benegay Reidev, that a Reidev is Loi Bay Hasra. And keep in mind that we actually saw two different versions, Benegay Bab Machteres, and the first Bryce stated, Matam Le Machteres, Mepreshu Reiv Ganov Mitsuyim Machteres, and then the second Bryce, so we stated, Matam Le Machteres, Machterasai Zu Asrasai, and Mepashtus, it didn't seem like there was a Machlekes between these two Bryces, but the mice at this point to the Gemara, it would seem that the reason why the Gemara previously brought these two brises is in order to show us that there are clearly two different shitas. The first brisa holds that Bab Machteres requires Hasra, like the brisa that we just saw, and the second brisa holds that Bab Machteres does not require Hasra, and Rav Huna holds like this brisa, and therefore there's no requirement to give Hasra to a Reidev, and therefore Rav Huna taught us, Katan a Reidev, Nitin Latzil Ben Afshai. And before we finish, let us go back to Rashi, Dilul Maskal Ma'ika, Klema Mai Karomi Alayud, Hanach Royin Lemabad, and what is an obligation of the Edom that see Reuven running after Shimon in order to kill Shimon, that they actually have a chiv to give Masra, the boy lasu le beidin mikle, the chsivu be'atara mikabecha, hilkach boy asra, the balav hachi loy mikle, and according to this side of the Gemara, the Rice is teaching us that it's not a rishus for the Edom to give Asra, and it's actually a chiv for them to give Asra, and we will stop over here.